Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a licensed nutrition counselor. I'm here today with Dr. Herb Slavin. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Hi, Janet.
And as usual, what we have are a wide range of informative spots about things that are critically important to people's health and well-being. And today, Dr. Slavin, we're going to talk about
vaccines.
Very important subject.
Here's an interesting point. I've mentioned this on earlier shows. If you go into a hospital these days, you'll see half the staff wearing surgical masks and the other half not. And what does that mean?
Half got their vaccine,
right,
and then the other half is required to wear the surgical mask?
If you didn't get a flu vaccine, you have to wear the surgical mask. I think the people wearing the masks are the smart ones in the hospital, so that's who you ask your questions of.
Okay, so are the people who are getting vaccines, they're required to get vaccines, and then there might be some other requirement for the employees that have opted out of the vaccine program?
Well, I have heard that there were some places, if you didn't get a vaccine, you'd be fired.
That's what I thought.
But apparently, they wouldn't have enough people working there if they did that, so they had to make an accommodation.
Very important for people to understand that there are pretty significant risks associated with a vaccine, and particularly if you're having the vaccine year after year after year.
Now, it seems to me when it comes to vaccines, you hear that if you're allergic to any of the components, don't have it. Otherwise, they say you might have a little tenderness at the location of the injection. You might feel bad for a day or two after a vaccine, and that's about it. They leave out a lot of other issues that have come up with regard to vaccines, and the reason we're doing this is because a lot of these problems that vaccines cause cannot be undone. For example, the risks associated with vaccines include death. That's kind of final.
I guess there's no coming back.
Also, sudden infant death syndrome has been associated
with it. Wow. And how early do they suggest an infant get a vaccine?
I
thought it was like 4 months.
No, some infants get vaccinated before they leave the hospital.
Wow.
Like hepatitis and things like
right.
that. So, you know, these are things you have to really think about. Autoimmune disorders, inflammatory bowel disease, allergies, asthma, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and other neurological damage. Now, here's the problem, because the people that are pro-vaccine say, prove it. Of course, on the other hand, we could say, you disprove it.
Well, prove that the vaccine will protect you from any of the different diseases that are supposedly vulnerable to the people being vaccinated. They will not contract that disease.
Well, here's the biggest overriding issue. Your physician will most likely not connect the development of these unnatural disease states, the ones we just mentioned above, with vaccination, whether they occur immediately after vaccination, several days or months later. So the issue is, as a parent, you're the one that's going to be responsible for treating your child with these lifelong diseases. So it's really a big issue.
One of the other issues that I was just reading about recently has to do with the type of immune response that people manifest after having a vaccine. Very often, you mentioned in that list of potential side effects, an autoimmune disease, IBS. You think about how many people are dealing with digestive system disorders, and never would it occur to that patient to think that, oh, my digestive distress came from an injected vaccine?
Well, having said that, connecting the two, the digestive tract with vaccines, we were at a seminar last weekend, and one of the speakers was Dr. David Perlmutter. And his new focus is on the microbiome, and
Yes.
that refers to the bacteria in your digestive tract. And there are more and more studies coming out now that are connecting neurologic disease with a dysbiosis or the inappropriate bacteria in your gut.
Absolutely.
And so you have to think of the gut as being extremely important, and it couldn't be more ignored by mainstream medicine.
It's true. Unfortunately, mainstream medicine far too frequently takes the position that what you're consuming on a daily basis is not going to may matter in any truly significant way. What matters would be the medications that they're taking or giving, the physicians are giving you. And the truth of the matter is, it does matter the quality of your food. It does matter if you are consuming a great deal of processed food. That's going to disrupt your gut chemistry. If you're consuming genetically modified foods, that's going to disrupt your gut chemistry. The list goes on and on and on, and far too frequently the doctors don't give credence to the source of those problems.
So let's go through 10 reasons why you should consider not vaccinating.
I bet we're probably going to add a few to that
Yeah,
list.
okay. I think the first one that really everybody should be aware of is that vaccines have never been proven safe or effective. I mean, this year is a perfect example. Despite the fact that the flu vaccine does not match the viruses that are causing the flu this season, they said, go ahead and get the flu vaccine.
So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said that unfortunately the matchup of the viruses circulating and the type of virus the this year's vaccine addresses, that doesn't match up. The other part of what the CDC itself has said is that if you have this year's flu vaccine and you tend to contract the flu, your illness might be worse than someone who has not had the vaccine.
Now, before I get into some of the reasons about its safety and effectiveness, there was a hospital worker, 26 years old. I don't know if you heard, it was on the news. And she had the flu shot, she contracted the flu, and she died. She developed complications like pneumonia and a heart attack, and she died. So, did the vaccine contribute to that? Because it certainly didn't help her.
Yes, but the potential for us being able to prove that
It's
connection
difficult.
would be very difficult.
But
Yes.
here's a 26, a young 26-year-old,
A
presumably
healthy
healthy. Yeah.
individual.
So here's what I want to make this point. Vaccine studies funded by pharmaceutical companies, because they're the ones doing it, they're making the product and they do their own studies. When they do it, they compare vaccine side effects, not with a placebo, from one vaccine to another.
That doesn't make a great deal of sense, does it?
No, so it's not a double-blind placebo-controlled study. In fact, those have never been conducted on vaccines to determine their safety. Effectiveness can not be determined unless one is then knowingly exposed to the disease entity following vaccination. Only antibody production is measured. And if you were to Google this topic, you'll be able to find reports on how pharmaceutical companies hide the dangers of vaccines from parents.
So there's a specific agenda to not disclose fully what the risks are.
Well, when we talk about over 100,000 people dying a year from properly used medications, then you shouldn't find it difficult to believe that the pharmaceutical industry might not make available information that is derogatory to their product. They've done it before. Now, here's another one. So if let's say if it worked, you might be willing to take the chance of a vaccine. But it doesn't work. And here's why. We've just mentioned the way they test the effectiveness of a vaccine is the number of antibodies it creates. So this may create a temporary increase in antibodies for a particular disease, but this does not equate to immunity to disease. Vaccines with all of their toxins